Always good to get a bit of Monday motivation. We do that every Monday with Rick Mirabella from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. And with a name like that, you would suspect that running could be the order of the day today. And we're going to talk about that. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo and Central Vic. Yeah, look, running or walking or just setting yourself a task for the end of the year, because Melbourne Marathon recently announced their virtual half and marathon events. Look, it doesn't mean much. All it means is you can train for something that you can do on your own, of course, in Melbourne. But for you guys in Central Vic, I think you can run together at the moment. So, look, we've got a lot of beginners on a plan that we just launched today that is literally walking with a tiny little bit of jogging. So for some of you guys thinking, well, I've had an ordinary year. I've only worked six months, not even of the year. What can I plan on finishing the year off with a bit of a spring in my step, and more importantly, a bit of a launching pad into 2021. So the virtual half marathon is just what I wanted to talk about today, and it's purely 21 kilometres, and you can do it any time from December 5 onwards before Christmas, really, we've said, December 5 to 24, and it's just purely trying to tick off 21K in one go. It sounds hard, and we're 10 weeks away and from that start date, but people look with stuff like 40-minute, what we've designed for these guys is like 40-minute walk consisting of 1-minute jog, 3-minute walk type stuff for 40 minutes for day one. So you think about it, you strip it bare and say, well, if I can build this up to walk, jog a half marathon by Christmas, like, how good am I going to feel, number one? And it doesn't have to be time, it doesn't have to be anything with any element of pressure. It's just trying to finish 2020 a year like no other, on a real high and possibly even a personal fitness best. So I think it's a great idea to try to end the year with some authority and just wrestle the year back on and get it back on your terms.
I reckon the key thing there, you said how good you will feel after it, not just physically, but particularly mentally, when you go, I smashed that. At the start of it, I never thought I could do something like that, but I've absolutely smashed it. So it's really good for our self-esteem as well as fitness.
Yeah, programs and structure, I've found, I've obviously done this a very, very long time, and it never ever surprised me how often structure and programs, obviously checking in with myself online or whatever, with Zoom or just a quick text, but putting it on the fridge, on your bathroom, wherever it's got to be, and just ticking it off as you go, So even if you wanted to write yourself a little walk jog program, you'll be very surprised if you, as you say, okay, I've got to tick this off as I go. Today's a rest day with some mobility and stretching. I've got to tick that off because it's a 10-minute stretch. Oh, tomorrow's a harder session with some jogging and some fast walking. I've got to tick that off. You'll be surprised, and that's what starts to really get people in that hardwired zone that we talk about so often. Because it's not just them anymore. They've got to tick the plan off. And like we said, it's great to finish a marathon and a half marathon or a 10K and get a medal and all that. But this is the kind of year that, especially if you've had a real ordinary hard year with the COVID lockdown, that you could really wrestle something back and think, well, gee, I could really achieve something that in January wasn't even on my radar. So I think it's a great idea for people to start thinking about it. And 10 weeks isn't very long. But remember, if we walk majority and then jog when we can, 21K is very achievable.
Yeah, it is. I did a 10K walk once, and it was 2 5K laps. And the second one, there weren't too many who did the full 10Ks, but it was a walk one. But we would have come second last, except I had to stop for a wee. And so we ended up walking the last few Ks. This is good for your ego. And we had a bloke on a bike next to us, and he was on the two-way going, you can open Smith Street now. We've come through there. You can open. I got a medal for it, but we came absolutely dead, stone, motherless last.
Literally holding up the rear, buddy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Your bladder let you down there. I'm not sure that was a muscular endurance thing. It was more Robbo's weak bladder.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, you got stuff on your website about this?
Yeah, runners.com. We've always, this is a bit of a plan we've got for the next 10 weeks. If you want to check that out, and look, it's just like I said, structure is king. So we don't want you to think. Like, you shouldn't have to be thinking about this stuff. You guys think enough at work and with family. So take the thinking away when it comes to this kind of stuff, and you'll find it automatically releases a lot of your pressure, and you just follow the plan. It's quite simple, and it's really easy.
Beautiful. All right, Rick, listen, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Chat then.
Good on you.